In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Glad to be with you. Come on, join with us now. I've been redeemed.
I've been
redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm saved and sanctified, I am. All my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed.
Now Satan's mad,
and I am glad.
Now Satan's mad,
and I am glad. Now Satan's mad, and I am glad.
He lost another person that he thought he had.
All my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed.
Oh, you can't get to heaven.
On roller skates.
Oh, you can't get to heaven.
On roller skates.
Oh, you can't get to heaven on roller skates.
'Cause you roll right by those pearly gates.
All my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed.
Listen to this one.
The Lord and I,
we got so close.
The Lord and I,
we got so close.
The Lord and I,
we got so
close. He baptized me with the Holy Ghost.
All my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed.
My friend Christopher McHugh went to listen to Father Cantalamessa. Cantalamessa is the preacher of the Pope's household. Now, yesterday he spoke to seminarians and priests. I wanted to know what he spoke about, and Christopher never called me back to tell me. But I'm going to tell you what he should have spoken about, okay? I'm not going to tell you what he spoke about because I have no idea what he spoke about. But I'm going to tell you what he should have spoken about. He had in front of him priests and seminarians, okay? He had in front of him priests that serve God's people, and seminarians, maybe someday they will be priests. And I'm going to tell you, Cantalamessa has no better answer than Jesus, and I have no better answer than Jesus, because Jesus, before he ascended into heaven, said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria throughout the ends of the earth." Jesus said in Luke's gospel, "Go into the city and pray. Don't leave Jerusalem until you receive power from on high." I do not know what Father Cantalamessa spoke about, but this is what he should have spoken about. The baptism of the Holy Spirit that priests, deacons, seminarians, people need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit if they want to experience what Jesus has called power. Jesus left the disciples and gave them power. The church would not have started without Pentecost. I'm talking about the Pentecostal experience. I'm talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about being inundated by the Holy Spirit. Without that baptism of the Holy Spirit, the experience of Pentecost, you cannot do very much in the kingdom. Oh yes, you can spread the gospel, but you cannot heal the sick. You cannot raise the dead. You cannot open the eyes of the blind. You cannot, I'm going to tell you, Jesus had the best idea. Go into the city and pray until you receive power from on high. And this power from on high should be growing in our lives. It's not something that happens when I go through the Life in the Spirit seminars 7 times. You know, I don't have to go through it 7 times. I only went through it once. I never went through it, to tell you the truth. You know, the whole point of the matter is people keep on going through it as if, give me a break. Start using what God has given you. Start stepping out in faith and start seeing that God knows how to do things because you have received the release of the Spirit. Jesus said, I'm going to release the Holy Spirit upon you so that you people will be my disciples and you go and make disciples and you'll baptize and you'll change the world. But not without the Holy Spirit. Not without the gift of the Holy Spirit. Not without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If Conte La Mesa did not talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he should have. Because those were Jesus' last words. You're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you're going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. If I have no better answer than Jesus Christ, who do I think I am? Like, who do I think I am? I have nothing. I have absolutely nothing other than what God has given me. Jesus' answer to the future after his ascension is the gift of the Holy Spirit that glorifies Jesus Christ, that is the power of God, the wisdom of God, the greatness of God poured out upon God's people. Where would I be without the baptism of the Holy Spirit? I don't know where I'd be. I certainly wouldn't be on radio. I certainly wouldn't be called to go preach places. I certainly wouldn't be healing people. And even though I don't heal people, it comes through my hands. It's Jesus who heals. I know that. But the point of the matter is, where would I be without the baptism of the Holy Spirit? I wouldn't be. I'd just be one little insignificant person. And you want to know what? I'm sure without the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I never would have remained a priest. I'm sure. Because I would be confined to people coming and going and not seeing anybody's life changed. I can't live like that, okay? I cannot live like that. I cannot live with, you know, listen, I've been in so many parishes. People come and they go. And I'll see you next week. What am I going to do for the next 6 days? Let's be honest. My mother always said, tell the truth, shame the devil. Okay? People go to church, okay? They come to the 9 o'clock Mass. That was a good sermon, Father. Thank you, Father. Goodbye, Father. Or they go out the other door because they don't want to see you. So that's true, too. Okay? I would not be able to live like that. I'll wait for you next week. Wait for you doing what? I'd get into trouble. I'd get into trouble. You know, am I going to wait for the people to come next week only to go again? But when the Lord gives you power, and the Lord gives you ability, and the Lord gives you the grace to preach, and the Lord gives you the grace to pray, you don't have time to get into trouble. Oh, you can still get into trouble, and I have. They call it sin. But I'm going to tell you, I could never have lived just doing these things that most priests do. Honest, I could never have lived. Because, you know, I want a life. I think everybody wants a life, okay? And my life, if I'm going to be a priest, it's got to be a life in God. And my life has to be a life in God with people. Therefore, I want my life to count. Is that asking too much? I think that's everybody's desire, that my life would count. You know, what am I walking through this life for? So that I that I be like everybody else? I'm sorry. I don't want to be like everybody else. I don't have any great desires that I'm going to be a great person. You know what I'm saying? The only one I'm great to is God. I don't need to have my name in lights. Who am I? I'm nobody. But I want to count. I want to count. I don't want to give my life and after 50 years, you know, the only thing I say is, well, I celebrated Mass. That's the greatest thing I do. But I'm going to tell you, there are other things, too, that flow from the Eucharist. Without the baptism of the Holy Spirit, people do not minister to people. They do not minister to people. I've had people in front of me that have gone to psychiatrists for years. I'm not against psychiatry. I go to one myself. I need to talk to somebody. But I'm going to tell you this. They've gone to people for years and years and years, and in 1 minute, I asked the question that unraveled their whole life because of God's Holy Spirit. And I said, did your counselor ever ask you that question? No. Well, go back and ask for a rebate, for heaven's sake. Or now go back and start to talk. Yeah. Go get your money back. Get a rebate. Now go back to your counselor, your psychiatrist, and talk to her or him about this. This is important. You need to talk about this. Why did I have the grace to know it and they didn't have the grace to know it? I'm going to tell you why. Because of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I don't know what Father Counselor Mesa talked about, but Jesus said before he left, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes. Jesus said before he left, go into the city and pray until you receive power from on high. Jesus said, John baptized with water, but in several days you're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Where would we be without Pentecost today? The church would have fizzled out after the resurrection. Now, I don't have a better answer than Jesus. Maybe somebody else does, but I don't. The answer of Jesus for this world, for this church, is to get people baptized in the Holy Spirit. Yes, and speaking in tongues. Yes, prophesying. Yes, praying for healing. Yes, healing the sick. Yes, opening the eyes of the blind. People don't like it, let them go away. That should be the tools of the trade, that when people come to church, this is what happens to them. Last week I spoke about Revelation, not the book of Revelation. I spoke about Revelation with the men to Emmaus. Jesus revealed himself two ways. The breaking of the bread, that's the Eucharist. And were not our hearts burning within us through the word of God? Revelation means that God pulls off the veil and we begin to see. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what Revelation is. God pulls off the veil and we begin to see. On the road to Damascus, Saint Paul, who was Saul, experienced revelation. He was killing Christians and he met Jesus and his whole life was changed. He had a revelation of Jesus. We need a revelation of Jesus. That's what happens in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. What happens in the baptism of the Holy Spirit? A revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. A revelation of his love. A revelation of his power. A revelation of his ministry. A revelation of his greatness. A revelation of his cross. And those things grow. I'm still growing in that. Because what do you call the growth of the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Life in the Spirit. Life in the Spirit will only die when I kick off. And I hope to enjoy the fullness of that life in heaven with the grace of God. Life in the Spirit. It's not only a seminar. That's why people say, I've been through the seminar 7 times. Give me a break. Why don't you start using what God's given you? Start you. Like I'm going to tell you people, if you people aren't praying over the sick, I don't know who you are. Why do you come to these meetings if you're not laying hands upon people? Praying for people. You say, well, who am I? Well, who am I? You're God's elect. You're the head and not the tail. You've been favored, as I said in the last broadcast. You have a dignity. I don't know what Cantala Mesa talked about, but I would have talked about the baptism of the Spirit. And then I would have prayed for it, too. Was that you priests need the Holy Ghost. He was given to you at baptism. He was given to you at confirmation. He was given to you at ordination. But you know what? He's plugged up in most of your lives. He's plugged up. You need a spiritual plumber now. The Holy Ghost wants to come and be Drano in your life. To let the fountain flow. To let the water come. To let the fire erupt. To let the wind blow. But that's not my spirituality. You don't say. Tell Jesus that. Imagine if Jesus said, go into the city and pray until you receive power from on high. And Thomas said, but that's not my spirituality. That's not the way I pray. Imagine if James said, but I'm not very emotional. I'm Irish. You know how to get emotional if you win the megabucks, I'll tell you. Know what I'm saying? Don't you love those commercials where they come with whatever they call that, not Reader's Digest, but the other thing. It's the same thing. The publisher's clearinghouse and somebody, you won $1 million. Same people say, well, we're going to pray for you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, I'm not very emotional. Give me a break. Give me a break. You're not very emotional. I'm not telling you got to be emotional. I'm just telling you, you know what? You need it. I would have told those priests, you need the Holy Ghost. You need the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He's all plugged up in most of your lives. And how do I know that? Because you're not changing your diocese. You know what I'm saying? You're not changing your diocese. You need that fire. And without that fire, you know what? The only thing you've got, Father, is a coal fireplace. And if you want to sit by a coal fireplace, have a nice day, especially on a howling winter night. You've got the fireplace, but Father, you need the fire. Oh, yes, and you need the wind to blow on the fire, Father. And you need the fuel of the Word of God to ignite the fire, Father. And you need the boldness of the apostles, Father. It's true. It's true. We were never called to be the tail, but the head. The priest is called to be the head. He should be the one that's setting the pace in the community. But you know what we have now? Minnie Minkle. Everybody's sitting in the corner. I can't say too much. I can't say too much because, you see, if I say too much, they might not like me. Who cares? Who cares if they don't like you, for heaven's sake? Preach the word. Be diligent in season and out of season. What were you ordained for? To sit in a little corner and just say, oh, who am I? It's not my spirituality. Give me a break. You know what they call the priest cathedral? Fenway Park! That's right. Every priest knows exactly what the Boston Red Sox are doing. Oh, they can talk at length about the Red Sox and about the cathedral, Fenway Park, and the big green board. Oh, yeah. Fathers, you need the Holy Ghost. You need the outpouring of the Spirit. You need what Jesus said. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. You need to be shaken up, fathers, seminarians. You need more than orthodoxy. You need fire. You need fire like St. Paul. You need fire like St. Stephen. You need fire like St. Philip. Oh, yeah, you need fire, fathers. Because you know what? Without the fire, the only thing you have is a nice fireplace. And nobody wants to sit in front of a coal fireplace, Father. They're looking for fire. And why don't young people want to join you? Because they look at your face and they say, if that's what it's all about, I'm not going to do it. Spend my life. You know, I've told people, I fight with depression. And thank God I'm doing so much better. But I'm going to tell you, even when I'm depressed, I can still inspire young people. Not because of me, but because of the Holy Ghost. Even when I feel like I need the healing service, and then I'm out there and there's 200 people waiting to be healed, and I feel like a penny waiting for change, I can still inspire people. That's because of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's because of the baptism of the Spirit. That's because of the release of the Spirit. That's because I've experienced drops of Pentecost. And there's so much more waiting for me. Do you understand what I'm saying? If I was Cantor La Mesa, what I would have done yesterday is, okay, fathers, come on up. You see, he's got nothing to lose. He's got the highest job in the country, in the world. He preaches to the Pope. I'd be praying over them for the outpouring of the Spirit, that God would raise up men like the apostles, and that the glory of God would come upon them in a mighty way. In these days, we're going to be hearing about the deacons. That's what the church is preaching about now, the deacons. Why did they elect deacons? Because they needed somebody to hand out food to the widows, because the Jewish widows were getting more food than the Gentile widows. And the Gentiles started squawking. Wah, 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 wah. They're getting more food than us. The apostle said, we cannot be doling out food. We need to pray and preach. So what did they do? They elected 7 Gentile deacons filled with the Holy Ghost and laid hands on them. Now, what are the deacons supposed to be doing? Handing out food. And there you see Stephen outside there. This Jesus whom you crucified, you stiff-necked people, God raised him up on the 3rd day. I thought you're supposed to be handing out food. The Holy Ghost came upon him in ordination. He said, I can't be handing out food. I got to go preach. They stoned him. Then you're going to see tomorrow the Ethiopian eunuch. He finds the Ethiopian eunuch and he's reading Isaiah 53, like a sheep led to the slaughterhouse. And what does he do? He preaches the gospel to the Ethiopian eunuch and baptizes him. And then God takes him by the scruff of the head. I don't even have any hair. And he takes him to Azotus. He translates him. Philip, I thought you were supposed to be handing out food. I don't know who's handing out food anymore. Not the apostles, not the deacons. I guess they got some women. If I was Cantor La Mesa, I would have said in a gentle way, with my Italian accent, brothers, you need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. He came at baptism. He came at confirmation. He came at ordination. But he's all plugged up. And Jesus said, you fathers among you know how to give good things to your children. If they ask you for a loaf of bread, you won't give them a stone. If they ask you for a fish, you won't give them a scorpion. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Well, now we're going to ask for the next 2 minutes for the Holy Spirit for you. Lord Jesus, pour out your Holy Spirit upon your people. Baptize them now sovereignly in the Holy Spirit now. Lord Jesus, I can't lay hands upon them, but you can. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, pour out your Holy Spirit upon your people. Baptize them in the Holy Spirit, Lord. Let them be filled with the glory of God. Fill them with the grace of the living God. I pray, God, that you would release within them every gift that you'd given them, Lord, at baptism, confirmation, if they're a priest, ordination, and diaconate, just fill them with the Holy Spirit. Let the power of God come. Let there be a new Pentecost. I pray, God, that you would manifest your glory in them. I pray that you would do new things and do new wonders. I pray that their hands would burn, that they would go out and pray for the healing of people and they'd get well. I pray, God, that they go out and preach like Stephen, that they go out and preach like Peter and Paul and James and John. I pray, God, that you do new things and work new wonders, that there be a new Pentecost in their life. Come, Holy Spirit. 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 Do new things. Work new wonders. Baptize these people that are hearing me in the Holy Spirit. Oh, Shandaraba Kiri Andarada Siri Andaradaka. Orokosi Andarada Siri Andarada Kosovara Kasia. Oriando Sivinaya Koria. Oriando Rianda de Andar Sirianda. Fill them with your spirit, Lord. Fill them with your spirit, Lord. Fill them with your spirit, Lord. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Manifest your glory, Lord, like nothing before. Oh, God, give us your spirit. Come, Holy 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 Spirit. Come upon your people. Let there be a new Pentecost, a new outpouring of your grace, of your love, and of your power. Come, Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.